I think the decision in the 09 draft to deal down and gather extra picks because you were trying to fortify your special teams has been an utter disaster. Mike in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Norm, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to throw some shock at you, and maybe it's what the Cowboys fans and the owner really needs. I think we need to do what Philadelphia did here, and we need to get rid of table our draft picks, get rid of Tony Romo, get Andrew Luck, get rid of Jason Witten and all his penalties. These players are both weak-minded. They're mentally weak. They don't have any leadership. And you go get Andrew Luck, and you start from there.
Well, first of all, how are you going to get Andrew Luck?
Well, first of all, you're going to be one of the top picks anyway this year because you're only going to win maybe one or two more games.
He is the top pick.
Well, when you trade Tony Romo, you get things back.
No. So. Heavens, no. Let's go here. Okay. You're Carolina, and you have the first pick in the draft. Are you trading that pick for Tony Romo? In a chance in the world you'd do that.
Well, I mean, you can say what you want about that, but that's
that's saying that I'm wrong. Would Carolina trade that pick for Tony Romo?
You know, who's to say? You might be worse than Carolina this year.
Okay.
At the end of the year.
If you have a number one...
Here's what I really want to say.
If you have a number one pick in the draft, you trade Romo for what?
I don't care what you get for him. Get him out of here. He's not a leader.
So he's number one on your hit list. This is the most major reason this club is bad this year.
It's not the reason why they're bad. Here's the reason why they're bad. Here is the main reason. The Cowboys fans and the owner is the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same things over and over and expecting a different result. And that's what's been going on for 15 years.
Mike, I don't have any disagreement that the culture at the ranch has to change. I don't have any disagreement there. But why would you make a silly move?
I don't think it's a silly move. He cannot win. He is a poor man, Danny White.
He won 33 games here the last 3 years.
He don't win meaningful games, playoff games. He's won one. He's lost a lot.
All right, let me ask you this. Is San Diego swapping Phillip Rivers?
Does Phillip Rivers hang his head on the
Has he won anything?
He's won more playoff games than Tony Romo.
Okay. Well, yeah, he may have won one more. Yeah.
And he's a leader. He gets
Oh no, how do you prove that?
How
do you prove Phillip Rivers? Because he hollers on the sidelines, he's a leader. Because he hollers on the sidelines?
Well, he's at least trying. You don't even see Romo try.
Oh, Mike, let me tell you something. That is such a piece of trash that's unbelievable. That's such a piece of uneducated trash.
And so is this football team.
It is a piece of trash, I agree with you. But you identifying the first thing you do is get rid of Romo.
I'm just saying you shake it up. If you really want to...
Fine, let's shake it up then.
What Philadelphia did, let's, and you turn over this roster.
Philadelphia had a 34-year-old quarterback at the end of his contract.
And what is Romo at the end?
Romo's 30. He's 30 right now.
31. He won't play for you for another year.
He'll be 31 next year.
You're splitting hairs.
All right, I'm splitting hairs. Then let's get rid of Doug Free because he's only 4 years from being 30.
Come on now. Look at Philadelphia and the way they've turned over that roster real quick.
I agree Philadelphia's going to good, but it's not at quarterback. They were moving McDabb out of there. They had a suitable replacement.
Why did they move him out of there? Because he couldn't win the big one.
Because he couldn't play anymore.
Well, that too, but...
You're saying to me Romo can't play anymore.
I'm saying he can't win the big one. He can't win meaningful games.
Then, in other words, you don't like Phillip Rivers.
Just like Jason Witten and his penalties every week. He's worse than Flozo Adams.
Describe the career of Jason Witten to me.
He makes the little button route. That's all he does. And he blocks.
Okay, so Jay Novacek is a very poor player.
Jay Novacek got down the middle of the field.
No, he didn't. Jay Novacek ran a bunch of little routes down the middle. Jay Novacek...
yards on the field.
Jay Novacek would run wonderful 6-yard patterns. He was a terrific player. You wouldn't get rid of him either.
Well, like I said, if you want a drive killer, Jason Witten's your guy.
He's committed 6 penalties this year.
Every week. Ball start. Every week. Mark, look it up. wait for it every week when you watch it.
That's fine, Mike. Let's throw those people away. Let's throw them away.
I don't say you throw them away.
Yes,
trade for something for them.
All right. Okay, so you get a late one for Romo and a two for Witten. What's
okay.
What's your club look like next year? Who's your quarterback?
Well, like I said, you'll be right there in the running for the number one.
Not right there. Who is your quarterback? If you finish fourth in the draft, if you finish fourth in the draft, do you take Ryan Mallett? Do you take Jake Locker?
No, you go for Luck or.
You can't go for Luck if you're number four. He's gone.
You're not going to be number four. You're probably going to be one or two, Norm.
Okay.
The team is not going to win another game.
What if you do if you're number two?
You make it happen.
Make what happen?
You make getting Andrew Luck happen. Why are you
all right.
saying that is
so
impossible when it's done every year?
It is not done every year.
Not every year. Okay, let's be technical about it. It is done, Norm. You're acting like it's an impossible charade or something. I don't get that.
Because, Mike, you take a club and rebuild it a certain way. You do not throw away the better parts.
You call them the better parts, but they haven't done anything.
Mike, I think that's truly sad for you to say that.
I think that's one of the saddest things. They've won one playoff game in 16, 15 years.
And we're blaming it on two of the best players on the team, right? You're blaming it on two of the. Are you blaming it on two of the best players on the team?
Two of the mentally sweet players on the team.
By God in heaven, you've watched the career of Jason Witten. You've got balls saying that. You've got balls saying that, Mike. You have got real nerve saying that. You have got nerve saying that. You have seen Romo. You have seen Romo run around behind a bad offensive line and get smashed. You've got nerve. If Patrick Creighton doesn't drop that ball against the Giants a couple years ago, Romo has pulled their fat out of the fire, and the team that won the Super Bowl eventually will be eliminated by the Cowboys. And you're having the nerve to blame this on Romo and Witten. That is utter, unbelievable nerve.
Continued to dominate that game, I continue. I mean, you're talking about if this, if that. Well, I mean... If you want to turn this club around and you want to get rid of the stigma and the mental weakness, that's what you got to do.
Okay, Mike, let me ask you something. You saw the loss against Minnesota last year if the Cowboys won. Was that Romo's fault?
It was a team effort.
Was that Romo's fault?
I didn't say it was, did I?
No, you didn't. But you're blaming Romo because he's never won anything.
I see his character. I see him putting his head up his butt every time in the third quarter, like the game's over with. You didn't see Roger Staubach do that. You didn't see Danny White do that. You didn't see Troy Aikman do that. He is mentally weak, and he can't get it done. Proof is in the pudding.
Then let's dump him. And let's pray to God Andrew Luck, whom we give up two ones and two twos to get.
Oh, please. If you're Jerry Jones, you're going to give up that much. Not anybody else. It's not any other GM, but... You gave two number ones for Roy Cliff and Williams.
Terrible trade, I agree.
And what's the Joey Galloway? So, I mean, everybody else gets their receivers for third-round picks, and you give two number ones, not once, but twice.
Terrible general managing. I agree
with you. Exactly.
But you're blaming this on Romo and Witten.
Insanity to be a Cowboys fan and thinking that something's going to change. Because guess what? What you're talking about and changing and what I'm talking about, none of it's going to happen.
Oh, I don't think much of it's going to happen either. But I tell you what, I am not starting by dumping Romo and Witten. I think that takes nerve to claim they're two at the top of the chain when you've watched their careers. Chuck Taylor's next.